Welcome to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. Today we have the pleasure and the honor to speak with First Lieutenant Wilson Batista at Camp Leatherneck with RCT 6 out of Camp Lejeune. And Lieutenant, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Lieutenant, tell us a little bit about you and what you do in the Marine Corps.
Well, I'm the Information Management Officer for Regimental Combat Team 6. Basically, my job is to manage all the information and make sure that all the info gets to the commanding officer and his staff as soon as possible and make sure that it's reliable and accurate.
Well, information can cover a lot of ground there, too. Are you talking about intel or personnel information or what kind of things there?
Pretty much everything. All the staff sections that are over here, they all put all their information into our SharePoint portal, and basically I make sure that all that information gets organized and managed and disseminated to whoever it needs to go to so that the staff members can make informed decisions, and anything that needs to be pushed to the colonel gets pushed to the colonel in a timely manner.
Okay, excellent. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Born and raised, I joined the Marine Corps in 2001, enlisted to be a bandsman. I played the piano for about 7.5 years and
Did
recruiting for 1.5 years and decided that it was time to challenge myself to another part of the Marine Corps. And I commissioned. I went to OCS and TBS and commissioned and ended up being a communications officer over with RCT 6, and now I do information management.
How did you end up choosing the Marine Corps, first of all?
Well, funny story is that I was in college, and I was in college, and it was kind of really close to my house, so it was kind of like extended high school. So I was not really challenged. I wanted to do something else. So when my parents were on vacation, I ran into a recruiter, and he talked me into the Marine Corps. I originally enlisted as an artilleryman, but then they found out that I played piano at my church, so I auditioned, and I got into the Marine Corps bands.
I understand you still like to play piano and compose music. What kind of what would be your style, do you think?
I don't think I really have a style. I grew up playing classical music, and since I joined the Marine Corps, they taught me how to play jazz. And from there, I've been playing in salsa bands, jazz trios. But at the same time, I go back to my classical roots all the time. But as far as composition is concerned, I do a lot of big band, jazz trio arrangements. I'm starting to dabble in some more contemporary choral work.
Now, in a deployment like this at Camp Leatherneck, is there any opportunity to tickle the ivories there at all?
I get an opportunity to play at service every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So they have keyboards over here at the chapel. I play on Saturdays and Sundays. So the congregation really enjoys it. I in turn enjoy playing for the congregation.
Fantastic. Well, let's go back to the information thing. And one thing that we have learned in our conversations is probably different from other generations, and maybe you can speak to that a little bit, but it's that information really is such a lifeblood of the Marine Corps and all our uniformed services now. I mean, that control and flow and sorting and stacking of information is just crucial these days.
Yes, there's so much information out there, and once again, like I said before, is that my job is to make sure that the correct information gets to the people that need it. So, for instance, if there's a document or if there's an order that needs to get down to the battalion as soon as possible, I need to make sure that it's accessible over here so that the commanders on the ground can make those informed decisions so they can start planning. So knowing the information and where it goes and having good management procedures is important out here, and making sure that it's the correct information that's accurate and that it's getting to the right people is important, because we want the commanders to be able to make informed decisions, the correct decisions, because we have the Marines on the ground.
Even in the last 11 or so years as you've been in the Marine Corps, a lot of technology has changed. Has that affected also your job and how you do your job?
Sorry, say that one more time.
Has technology affected a lot of how you do your job?
Yes. Technology is always changing. There's always updates updates technology that constantly are changing the way that possibly it affects the programs that we're using here in our command and control systems. And you just have to be on top of your game, is making sure that all the information gets to where it needs to go.
Hmm. Now, when you were in college, were you studying music in college there?
I was studying music.
So then making that transition, you said you went to OCS, and I would imagine there's a fair amount of additional training and schooling that you had to take to get to where you are now.
Yes, I had to go through a communication school, and that was very interesting. Another field of study, and good thing being a musician that you have to be creative, and you have to think logically.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, it's good training. It was probably some of the best training I've received in the Marine Corps so far as technical skills.
Do you have any family that's ever been in the military, or a little bit of background about them?
No, actually, my parents came during the nursing shortage in the 70s. So I'm the first generation son to be here in America, and I'm the first in my family to ever be in the Marine Corps. Or any military service, so it's kind of a big deal back at home.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Where did they move from?
They moved from the Philippines, mm-hmm. And they actually met in Missouri, of all places.
From the Philippines to Missouri to meet...
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, how does that work? Had they been involved at all with the naval base in the Philippines, or they had contact there? How did
no. They were completely far away, as far away as possible as, from the military bases, and just geographically they were just separated. My father's from Ilocos, which is northern part of the Luzon Island, mm-hmm. And my mother's from Mindanao, which is the very south. So nowhere close to Subic.
They had to come to Missouri to meet. That's great.
Yeah, they met in Missouri.
All right. Well, as you further your career, where do you see the next challenge for you? What would you like to be doing?
Oh, next challenge? I don't know. Every day is kind of a challenge. You're just trying to make sure that you always challenge yourself to do things that you've never done before. Quite honestly, I've done a lot of things in the Marine Corps, being out here, seeing the Marines work, and doing all the things that we've done out here is one of the checks in the box in the Marine Corps that I'm pretty proud of myself for. So every day I just challenge myself to do something different. I'd like to retire 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an exciting career so far. And hopefully the Marine Corps sends me to Europe my next tour. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Now, do you have some family back here?
I do. I have my wife, Veronica, my two sons, Andrew and Devin, and my daughter, Daniela.
Now, are they living back here in North Carolina, or are they elsewhere?
Oh, yeah. They're living in Sneed's Ferry.
Oh, good.
Sneed's Ferry, North Carolina.
Do you get a chance to communicate with them? I mean, that's something that, where technology really has changed over the last decade.
You know, speaking of technology, Skype is awesome.
Yes.
Just to be able to, it's one thing to hear your family on over the phone, but it's another thing to actually see them. My daughter is two. I've been away for about 10 months now. So, you know, there's a lot that changes between, you know, 1 and 2 years old. So just
exactly.
Seeing her grow, being actually able to see her grow, not waiting about 3 weeks to get some pictures has been kind of nice. And they're able to see me, which is good too. So we have that visual connection, vice, you know, just the verbal, you know, oral connection. So,
Hopefully your deployment won't be lasting a whole lot longer. You'll be able to get back fairly soon, and maybe get your family out to the beach again, right?
Oh yes, water, the beach would be great.
Yeah,
lots of sand over here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but is that something that you enjoyed in Florida? Did you enjoy getting to the beach?
Yes, I mean when you're from South Florida, you definitely have to go to the beach. And what's nice about living on coastal Carolina is that I got the beach right there. It's nice and it's beautiful. And what's great about it is that there's not many tourists.
When you do have, if you have some other downtime, you mentioned about playing for church services at the base. Do you get to enjoy anything? Any other activities?
I've been doing a lot of reading books, watching some TV shows, stuff of that nature.
Now, when you watch TV shows there on deployment, are they all recorded, or how do you do that there?
The family members send out like seasons of shows. So right now I'm watching So it's nice that you know, we get to catch up on shows and stuff.
Okay. So, and your favorite? What are you watching now?
How I Met Your Mother. Right now I'm on it's been pretty good, and I like that show.
Catching up on that. All right. Well, we want to thank you for joining us, Lieutenant, and speaking to us for a bit about what's going on there at Camp Leatherneck as well. Again, Lieutenant, First Lieutenant Wilson Batista joining us from Camp Leatherneck with RCT6. And we salute you for your job that you're doing, and hope that you hurry home soon.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.